intro. This is the start of series 3, episode 1.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know this?
No. It's gonna go on for a while.
Fucking dinosaur band. I hate that band.
They were great when they were on drugs in the 70s. They were fucking Draw the Line, great album.
Yeah.
Great fucking album.
Yeah.
Then they sobered up and went right down the shitter. Now they're just screaming businessmen.
I don't the screaming businessmen.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. I see I'm not an Aerosmith fan at all. Never was. Hated it. And that but the first time I ever took ecstasy, MDMA. I was in a bar called the Boom Boom Room in Toronto, and they were playing Aerosmith's Sweet Emotion.
Good song.
A great song.
From a great album when they were on drugs.
Yeah, that's a great song. And I was dancing. I mean, tell the story, and if you know my material, but I tell the story of dancing with my friend Danielle, who's a post-op transsexual, and it with the song, holding her, like slow dancing to Aerosmith's Sweet Emotion, and thinking, and with this new chemical rushing through me, thinking, this woman is beautiful, absolutely stunning. And then I'd have jokes about it, but
I don't know if they're jokes so much as one of your stories. Was that like a story?
It's a story. They're jokes.
One of your hours.
No. There's a joke in there. I say it doesn't matter.
There's a joke. It takes an hour to tell it.
Not that story. That's one of many stories on the Nearly Gay. And if you want it, you can actually get a DVD.
Yeah, you can order one because we have merch now.
We have merch. We are merchified.
We have one bit of merchandise and I'm wearing it. Our friend, Richard.
Wood.
Richard Wood.
You don't even remember his last name.
I do remember his
last
name.
You call him a friend.
But he's a friend. You don't say your last name of a good friend. It sounds tacky.
Well, you do. In fact,
we'll plug the shirt. He's only made one, and I'm wearing it. You want to buy a sweaty shirt?
No.
I run in it.
I don't want to wear it. Actually, we could probably get more money for it if it's got your sweat in it.
Well, from a crazy person.
Who's listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot?
Crazy people, they don't like the term. I think they think loopy. Loopy is the new
loopy is the new word. You got angry at me for calling you loopy.
I thought you were calling me loony.
Oh, no. Loony sounds like you're unhinged.
Yeah.
Loopy sounds like you're happy.
Loopy's comical. Loopy means you're nuts.
Loopy
but
is...
You're clearly the insane one of the duo. Or at least you pretend
to be.
Oh,
no, that's just
sort
a character.
Of crazy. That's crazy, too.
It's a character,
pretending
Mike.
To be a nut. If you pretend to be a nut
I'm
too
not
long,
pretending to be a
you're
nut.
A nut. If you pretend to be a nut for too long, my stepmother's mother... pretended to be crazy so her daughters wouldn't leave. And then eventually she ended up in the Clark Institute. That's not bullshit.
Yeah, but
they gave her that electricity
Mike,
shit.
That's just
you
coincidence.
Know what do they call that?
Electroshock
they
therapy.
They gave her electroshock. Don't be crazy. Don't be
and
crazy.
You're not.
I'm not crazy.
I promise I'd be crazy.
I'm not crazy.
The rats are telling me not to be crazy.
They're not because they're rats. I get it.
I don't think you can make yourself crazy, though. I think she was actually going crazy. She didn't, like...
Well, someone that goes to that extent to keep her kids at the house is a loon.
Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah, she's loopy.
But loony isn't bad.
Well, you kept your children at your house for quite a while, though.
Well, no, they just moved back in.
Yeah, but that's because you're so much fun to be around. Anyway.
I am if you're my kid.
Really?
Yeah.
You're good to your kids?
I'm quite popular.
You're popular
they
with your kids?
My girls defend me to Elaine, which is they're my defense.
Right.
They're great. They're in front of me. They're marching in front.
You think so?
I hear them give her shit when she gives me shit.
Really?
Yeah, especially Shannon.
So you
the youngest
do you
one.
Ever use them like as
oh, yeah.
pawns in
no, they
chess match of love?
Teresa will actually say to me, "Don't worry, I get this." Like a
really?
Gangster. Yeah, like, don't worry.
Don't worry, Dad. I
got
what?
This.
Really?
I got this. Yeah.
And when they take her aside and smack
because
her
Because I don't yell back. And I never get in fights with Elaine because I don't fight. She fights and she yells and she wins.
Yeah. You're not a yelly guy.
No, I give up. I give up right off the top.
Yeah, except with me.
But the girl... No, but this is all an act.
This
is an act.
It's not.
As soon as you turn this off, you think we could talk... Well,
we actually
should talk... We should record it earlier because we're always better...
But right before we
actually
do
this.
I know. until we sit down.
We went today was great. We talked about Sidney Bechet. We were having a wonderful time. Conversation.
I know. And no
talking about Vietnam. You were
no
in Vietnam.
Stress. I was in Vietnam.
You motorcycled through a jungle, and we're not talking about that.
Zen with Mike Wilmot. That's what we should be talking about.
Well, I still
don't. I motorcycled through the north of Vietnam. It was a lot of fun. Went to the Chinese border.
Are you going to turn it into a story then, your 1 hour show?
Probably.
I bet you.
Yeah, that's what all you will.
Edinburgh guys do. You go and do something.
What the Edinburgh guys?
Who's the one?
You mean successful times, Mike?
What? No, I said Edinburgh. Who the fuck is successful in Edinburgh?
Fixheim.
Whatever.
You're going to make fun of Fixheim?
But
you can't fix a hymen.
He goes on an adventure and then he tells a story about it.
Yeah, that's what's good. Wrong with that? He's had books written on.
Nothing's wrong with that.
Yeah, he's had books published.
I'm just saying.
He's got children
I'm just saying it isn't. It's not all funny.
You sound jealous.
I'm saying it's not. No, why would I be jealous of somebody just telling a story?
You tell you sound jealous.
It's boring. I'm a comic.
It's not boring.
It is boring.
It's funny. You're saying my act is boring. Oh, Mike. Oh, I'm going to find some more Aerosmith.
Well, no, you play guitar in between.
No, sure. I play guitar over the morning.
You go into one of those, oh, my God, when is this going to end? And then you do a little ditty. I'm a loony, and you do ditties.
No, you're loopy, Mike. And loopy. You know what? I'm sorry.
You write ditties. You're a ditty writer.
Okay, I admit.
You're a tin pan ditty.
I admit, of the two of us, you are a superior comic by many years.
No.
You are.
I know what you're doing.
No.
Turn this into a story.
This is
a
story.
Turn this into a story, Phil.
It's not a story. It's a podcast, Mike.
It's not long enough to be a story. That's thank God.
I know, but if you put, like, this is episode, 21 of our podcast.
Season 3, episode 1.
I know, but, now you're being old.
I'm just being contrary.
You are. Because why don't you tell us a story? Tell us one of your hilarious stories.
I don't
Mike.
Have any hilarious stories. I do bits.
Mike, tell us about
you do bits. You sing ditties. What's wrong? We do ditty bits.
So you're growing weed. You're growing weed now. Tell us about that.
I'm not doing that.
No, right? It's not me, officer.
Not me. not in this country. No way.
I was thinking we get.
No, my wife bought some plants at some pot farm.
Okay.
In Canada, where
like
it's
high grade marijuana.
We'll
THC.
Find out in about the end of the summer. That's going to be such a drag because I'm coming back here in the fall.
Yeah, I know.
I'm leaving bundles of it.
No, you're going to have nothing here where we don't do drugs.
Yeah, you can't. It's impossibly expensive and it's crap.
I know, it's horrible. I don't even smoke pot.
No, it just leaves you depressed.
It doesn't really.
The stuff that when I was in California, they had this like chocolate bar you could get at the dispensaries. And I took two squares of the chocolate bar. Yeah. And about an hour later, I was just standing in the middle of the kitchen.
Thinking, what am I doing?
Totally blank. Just grinning like an idiot. And the missus just came in and went, look at you. This is costing us a fortune. And look at you.
You just had two squares of chocolate.
Yeah, it was fantastic. my manager at the time is Mark, lovely dude.
Was this the old guys?
Older Jewish guy from Lower East Side of Manhattan. So he was one of those guys. It was like a movie character. Every time we went out for dinner, him and his wife and I and Myrna, it sounded like you were in a Woody Allen movie. Everyone started sounding like them because it's so amazing. And he went into his doctor. He says, "Look, he said, I pulled the old Jew." That's what this is his character.
Because
he is in his 70s, but he's fucking gorgeous and fit as a fiddle.
Sure.
Drives a BMW sports car convertible, millionaire, has a big old house in Laurel Canyon.
Right.
He's amazing.
But he couldn't do anything for you.
But he goes, why? Because everyone he knew was dead. That's why.
And that man.
And that young fellow was Mort Saul. It was horrible. Anyway, he was lovely. I still love him. Mark Lano.
You thought about doing a show about this, Mike? Because it's quite interesting.
No, I don't think I could pull off an hour.
You could.
No, that's your guy's department.
A 52 minute.
We'll give it to Vince.
First of all, what the fuck do you mean your guy's department?
You actor types.
What actor types?
What's your number one joy in the world? You told me. You want to be a Shakespearean actor. That's what you want to, all your heart.
That's what I am.
You want. Well, there you go.
I
just said that.
I know, and I am one.
Well, there you go.
Well, then
deep down, I'm a Borscht Belt comic. Deep down.
Wait, just doing jokes.
How you doing? 20 minutes. Yeah, because I have nothing inside. I'm empty.
You're empty. I know, you're shallow.
Hey, that's Zen. 30 fucking episodes.
No. 21 episodes.
21? Well, we're ahead of the curve.
But this is Series 3.
Series 3? Is it really?
Series?
Siri!
Series, no. We, I, I think this is series three is where podcasts normally take off. This is where we get our shit together and really make something of the podcast.
Well, now I don't feel uncomfortable.
There's pressure. There's pressure on it.
There's no pressure.
There is.
We have t-shirts. No, wait.
We got t-shirts.
We have one. I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Series two was sponsored by Jeff Green. We don't yet have a sponsor for a series.
We have our friend Richard Wood.
Richard Wood
wants to. I don't know why. He's a good kid. He wants to put up a website.
Fantastic
for this
photographer
series.
Yep.
And sell merch.
Yeah.
I want to sell a boat horn. Those air horns. Those really, really annoying loud.
Yeah, like you get a baseball
compressed
games.
Air.
Yeah.
That I want that. It just says Zen with Mike Wilmot on the outside, and you just squeeze it for Zen.
We'll get those. Great.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get little sherbet. You know those little sherbets with the licorice in it that you can get here in Britain?
For Zen.
Yeah, for Zen.
Yeah, what we should do instead of merch, just get stickers and stick them on shit, yeah. And it immediately becomes merch.
In fact, we just stop doing a podcast. We'll just do advertisements for stuff you can buy on the podcast.
Get your stickers. Yeah, no, just sell stickers. Just put stickers on
honk
stuff.
Honk if you love Zen.
So, yeah, stand honk up. Loudly. Honk loudly if you like Zen. Break glass if you like Zen.
Zen, exactly.
Shatter me.
Scream out the window.
I love Zen.
I'm mad as Zen.
Zen, and I'm not taking... Who was that? Who's the actor? Quick.
I don't know.
Peter Finch.
Peter Finch.
One posthumous...
You know what?
Posthumously?
We were looking into getting the rights to do that as a stage show.
That would be a fucking amazing... That's a great stage show. That's a great writer. Paddy Chayefsky.
Paddy Chayefsky.
Yeah.
And you would make a great Peter Finch character.
I would love to... You know,
do you remember in the film,
though? That movie's fantastic.
In the film, though, he ends up not being in the last half of the film. He's not in the...
He died in real life before when that film finally came out, because he won the Oscar posthumously.
That's right, because he won it.
His wife had to go accept it.
How did he die?
I'm not sure. But my favorite story from that movie is William Holden.
We're talking about Network.
First sex scene, William Holden. He was in older pictures. They didn't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And he's under the sheets with the glorious... beautiful, sexy Faye Dunaway, and they're making out pretty heavy. It's a modern day love scene. They're like, they're clearly not wearing any clothing underneath the. He'd never done this.
Yeah.
So before they
they're not really going for it.
But well, they're, you know,
it's not like Last Tango in Paris kind of weird.
No, not that heavy. But they're pawing at each other quite good. She suffers from premature orgasm in the movie. That's quite funny. She suffers from it. She comes like that. But before they start making out, he said to her, he said, Faye, I want to apologize if I do, and I want to apologize even more if I don't. Like if he gets a hard on. I thought that was lovely.
Oh, yeah.
When I first heard that, I didn't get it. Because I was a little kid. You know, I just said,
he did get a hard on.
You know what? Rocky won that year. Best picture.
It's a good movie.
Rocky's a great picture, but fuck off. Network is art. Network, high art.
But we studied Network when we were in Canadian high school as a piece of political cinema.
What else did Paddy Chayefsky write? He wrote a lot of television plays, one of which about the prize fighter. I can't remember the...
Oh, should we Google it?
Well, later. The conversation dies off.
The guy can't get a word in anyway. So
it's my show.
I may just sit here and fucking listen to you.
You don't even have a shirt. Phil Watkins doesn't have his own shirt. I got a shirt.
Thanks, Richard Woods.
Is it Woods? Is it?
No, because you don't even know, do you?
I thought it was Wood.
No, it is Wood.
I
said Wood because I thought it'd be funny to get his name wrong because he can't even bother doing a T-shirt for me. I bet Jeff Green gets a T-shirt.
What's the name of the show, Phil? What's the name of the show? It's Zen with Mike Wilmot and maybe
Series 3.
With who? He's put your name on it, and it's not your name.
Bill Watkinson.
Yeah, well, that's because you're playing someone in this. Because you're not
playing someone.
Because you're an actor at heart. You said you were, and there you proof. You're playing Phil Watkinson,
you know what?
Not Phil Nichol, who is actually John Nichol.
I was driving around in Vietnam thinking, oh, you know what? I miss Mike.
I
miss the podcast.
I miss the podcast.
And I can't wait to get back to it. I can't wait for that first one. It's going to be dynamite. It's going to be electric because we have so much to talk about.
This has been a good one. Like, I'm really fine.
But the month where I've been away.
I think it's the shirt. Because I'm wearing the shirt right now, and it really helps my character.
Yeah.
To wear this shirt that you don't have.
Oh my God! I'm looking at the Paddy Chayefsky page. Curiously enough, his TV Playhouse company was called Philco.
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 Well, that's not your real name anyway.
Philco. Well, it is Philco.
But here's
his Philco. Anyway, Philco Television Playhouse.
Your real name is Philco.
He wrote a thing called Marty.
Marty's fantastic.
That's what you're talking
Rod
about.
Rod Steiger in the TV version.
That's the one.
Ernest Borgnine in the film
Nancy
version.
Merchant.
He won the Oscar for that.
Yeah. And do you want to know what other things he's
Well, I want to know, what's the sci-fi
Tony,
one?
Tony Oscar.
What's the sci-fi
the
one?
The Tenth Man.
Where he flies in and out of time.
That must be the Tenth Man.
Well, no, William Hurt is in the movie. And he turns back into like a caveman at some point. Altered States.
Altered States.
Yeah.
Which has got a fantastic soundtrack.
It's a great movie.
That's got an amazing sound.
You know what he does? He wears, he buffs floors at night for money at like a museum. And I always thought, well, if I ever got out of this comedy game, that'd be great. Your headphones, all by yourself, fuck off everybody, and you just buff floors. Mm. Now you'd smoke a fatty and buff a floor all night, nobody around. Mm. I think I'm becoming a sociopath, is what I'm thinking.
Becoming a sociopath.
Becoming, Phil.
You know what?
Fun guy.
Our friends got together and thought, how can we stop Mike from killing? And I thought, we'll do a podcast with him. And
that's not true, Phil.
But it is true.
When I was at the wedding you weren't invited to, I'll tell you, all the comics said how much they loved me.
What?
That's true.
They all told you how much they love you.
They lined up. Yeah, they said, screw this wedding. Let's go talk to Mike. That's what they said.
No, but you were filming it because it was for a TV thing.
Oh, right. Yeah,
so it was all scripted.
No, it's not scripted. It was scripted. It's improvised.
No, but he said, act like you like Mike.
No, like it's that part wasn't being filmed.
We've all discussed it, Mike.
Who's we all?
All of us.
Who's all of you?
Me and your children, Elaine. We're trying to stop you from killing again,
Mike. What are the name of the kids?
Your kids, Teresa.
And the other one.
And Honey, Shannon, Honey Bear. Shannon.
Honey Bear. Ooh, that's creepy.
No, it's not. That's the kind of thing you would name
your
child.
Call it That's an old English thing, because you take the stinkiest part of a human and you say it's sweet. Sweetie bum.
Sweetie bum?
Sweetie bum.
That's not nice.
My dad used to call me Sweetie Bum, which was a little weird.
Yeah?
That was in my 20s.
I had a friend of mine, a Chinese girl, called Kai Ting. And the Chinese name, they give you a name that supposedly wards off spirits. And Kai Ting means stinky wind.
Stinky.
That's what she told me.
Everyone so her knows first goes, she's windy. And windy has stinky pants. That smell like the south of France. That's a novelty song. You know who wrote that one? You know who wrote that? Me and Brent Butt. On tour together, we were writing goofy songs. We also wrote the lyrics for the Just for Laughs annoying soundtrack.
Sorry, can you
You're gonna laugh lots. You're gonna laugh lots. You're gonna laugh until you pots. We were bored. It was a long tour.
Have you heard the soundtrack to Altered States?
No, but I think we're going to hear it near the end, right? Is this a sting?
No, we used to listen to it.
Like Tubular Bell kind
no,
of rap,
no, it's a guy called John Corigliano or something like that. And it's psychedelic. Because you know when he goes under,
amazing to watch.
Explain the movie to us so we can.
He's a scientist that's figured out you can travel sort of through time inside of yourself and through your cellularly.
Yeah.
Your body has memory.
Yes.
That goes back to the original man.
Cro-Magnon man. Neanderthal. I think it goes back to
Neanderthal.
Neanderthal.
Yeah. If you want to sound smarter, always drop the th.
Why?
Because it sounds brighter.
I get
Neanderthal.
Why? Neanderthal.
But you can draw the line. I draw the line at schedule. So you know. So
no, schedule
or Indonesia. I like saying that. I've always. Like I've been studying Indonesia,
like Rhodesia.
Rhodesia. Yeah. It's a pompous white English thing. Peter Ustinov would play a character that would say
overpronounce things.
Yeah, I like that because I can't pronounce certain things. I still can't pronounce. I'm 54 years old. I can't pronounce a colloquialism without making a noise like that. What time is it?
Time to go.
Aw, jeez. We're just getting...
No, that was really long. We've actually done really long.
How long is
it? It's been super long.
How super long?
Like we don't have time to play a whole track.
Yes, we do. We got all the time in the world. It's a fucking podcast. What do you think the network wants us to do? This is freedom, baby. Play what you want. Play the whole fucking soundtrack.
20 minutes.
Then,
play the whole soundtrack.
You know what else you should play?
What?
The music from Planet of the Apes. The first Planet of the Apes. That's nutty music.
What are you talking about?
The soundtrack for Planet of the Apes is nutty fucking music. It's orchestra, but it's bang, boom, blah, bang, boom, smash, bang, boom. It's like a Chinese
that's
opera.
That's what the Altered States soundtrack is like.
Well, that's what the Planet of the Apes was. And that was before then.
Okay.
So my guy's better than your guy.
Well, okay. Well, we'll do what you want.
Here you go.
Thanks for the t-shirt, Richard. Yeah.